You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Sabi ni Pastor Mark kanina, nag-celebrate kami kahapon. Nakita niyo yung mga picture ng Victory Weekend. In fact, here in Victory, we are really committed to helping people come to know the Lord. That's how we make disciples. And yesterday, you know, talking about strength, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 says, "Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power." A group of people, the participants, found new strength in God. Nagka-breakthrough sila. If you were that participant, kung nag-Victory Weekend kayo, Friday and Saturday, can you please stand up? We want to acknowledge you and celebrate. Wow! Come on, palakpakan naman natin sa mga... Victorious! Okay, thank you so much. Alam nyo, pag nag-Victory Weekend, kasi lumalakas tayo. You know why? Because the Word of God is there. And the presence of God is there. The Spirit of God is there. You know, there was teaching of the Word. There was baptism in the Holy Spirit. There was also water baptism. The Spirit of God coming upon people. People began to speak in tongues. People began to have, you know, physical breakthrough. That is what it means to be strong in the Lord. But you know what's more that makes us strong in the Lord? It's called fellowship. Okay? The fellowship is the strengthening of the believer. Kaya tayo Victory Christian Fellowship. Okay? Hindi tayo over-fellowship. Although minsan over-fellowship, no? Tapos na, dismiss na, nandito pa rin, usap pa rin. Okay, ganun talaga eh. And a part of our fellowship was a mighty feasting. Huh? Kasi mighty men eat mighty. Naniniwala ba kayo doon? Mighty men eat talagang kainan. Pero pagkatapos ng kainan, you know what happened? We had water rugby. Okay? Kasi may natutunan ako sa dati sa Victory Group ko. Eh. Sabi ko, baka pwede kami mag-banding ng mga men dito. Tapos nung nag-water rugby kami, ito yung rule. Nakita niyo yung cones na yan. Ang goal, yan yung goal. Kailangan namin i-dunk yung bola dun sa pagitan ng dalawang cones. Ang rules lang, simple lang naman. Bawal mag-poke, bawal manuntok, bawal manipa, bawal maniko, bawal mag-headbutt. Basta walang jolting and ano yung sagsadyang suntok or anything. Tapos everything pwede na. So wrestling po ito. Wrestling na wrestling. Nakita niyo po yung isa doon sa tabi ng cone? Yung malaki na yon, nakita niyo yon? Ang pangalan po noon, si Carl Suzuki. O, Japanese, Phil Jap po yan, Philippine Japanese. Pero ito po. So ang goal namin, sumo wrestler ba talaga? So ang goal namin, kailangan namin itawid yung bola sa kabilang court, tapos iyan yung bola. Pero pipigilan ka, there was opposition. Pipigilan ka ng lahat ng kalaban mo. So nung una, warm up lang muna kami. Tingin. Ayan o. Kaya lang, pagdating talaga kay Carl Suzuki yung bola, kahit lima na kaming nakasakay, umaandar pa rin kami papunta dun sa goal na kung saan siya papunta. Ganun po siya kalakas. May opposition. Okay? At saka, actually, yung Tagalog po ng water rugby, laglagan ng prutas. Okay? Kasi dito po, pag pikon ka or ano, hindi talaga pwede. Hindi po, mag-chest na lang po tayo. Dahil malupit po ito. Yung isa nga, tinitignan ko, parang merong nagsulat doon. Pastor Alfred was here. Ha? Dun sa, may marka eh, no? May tatak eh. Kasi pasapasa po ang katawan namin pagkatapos niyan. In fact, it was so violent, this water rugby. And we some of us, nandama mag-basketball, medyo kinapos na. hindi na natuloy sa basketball after the water rugby. But you know, it was a really fun time. But more than that, it reminds me, you know, playing this game, wrestling, is the same scripture that we just read. When it says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood." Right. In the New King James Version, it says, "We wrestle not with flesh and blood." Meron pong opposition sa buhay natin. And you know, when we play games, diba? When we play sports, sometimes we win, sometimes we lose. And may mga iba pa nga, when they play games and join games, parang may cost yung pag-lose nila. Whether they win or lose, it has a cost. Diba? Yung iba pumupusta, kaya pag natalo, malungkot. Yung iba naman, yung training nila na sayang, hindi nila kulang yung medalya, tagal ng mga ginugol nilang oras, so they lose something. But you know, in the arena of life, where Christ has destined us to win, we cannot lose. Because there is so much at stake. Do you realize then that in the spiritual realm, there is so much at stake that we cannot afford to lose? You know what's at stake? Let me remind us of our series. What's at stake is all the five chapters that were before Ephesians chapter 6. talking about, you know, week number one, we talk about the blessings in Christ. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1, we have been blessed with every spiritual blessings in Christ. That's at stake. But Christ claimed that for us so that if we have faith in Him, we can experience that. Secondly, we are saved by grace through faith. Christ secured our salvation by His grace because He loves us so much. In week 3, we talked about the mystery, which is the gospel. And we remember that through the gospel, we are heirs together, members together, shares together with the promises that is in Christ. Kaya tayo nandito kasi may mga pangako tayong pinangahawakan sa Panginoon by faith. In 4th week, we talked about, you know, coming together, being a united body, and that we need unity in order to mature. Diba? Unity for maturity. Remember that? You see, the truth is we cannot fulfill our destiny individually apart from the body of Christ to whom which He has called us or connected us. And then 5th week, we talked about the grace of God in that we can live as beloved children. Sabi nga ni Pastor Alfred last week, as beloved children, as dearly loved children, we can live in purity and holiness. We can live in righteousness. Now, just in case you missed all that, there's more. And this will cap it up because the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, it says, finally. Say, finally.
Finally.
At the end of all that, finally be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. The reason for which is because apart from Christ, we cannot be strong. All strength comes from God. Lahat ng lakas. Alam mo, yung sinabi pa nga dyan, di ba? Living in the strength of God comes from the power of the Lord. It comes from that relationship. And what do we need to talk about right now, this afternoon? We want to talk about how to live fully, living all in. Okay, kailangan all in tayo. Say all in.
All
in Christ. Are you living the fullness of the life that God has for you? For Christ came to give you life and that you may have it to the full. Here's a few ways that we can live all in Christ. Let me give first the context in Ephesians chapter 6. It says there that in this time, nung sumusulat si Paul sa church natin sa Ephesus, sabi ni Paul, dun sa time sa Book of Acts, marami mga sorcery, marami mga magikero, may mga powers that were at work, and because they were a pagan nation. And I tell you, not too many people were aware of the real power that is in God. They just believe all of these gods and all that. And they were deceived in so many ways. They weren't fruitful. They weren't living all in. But Christ wanted us to live all in. There was a person, a bodybuilder, came from abroad and went to Africa. Sabi nung bodybuilder, di punta siya, lalo siya sa African ganyan. Tapos isang village chief, nakita niya, grabe naman yung muscles nito. Nagtagalog ng African, ano? Grabe naman yung muscles nito. Oh, grabe. Talagang pumuputok. Alam niyo yung mga damit, parang kulang na lang. Ma-incredible look, mapunit, ano?
Si
tapos sabi niya, si Brando, yan. Sabi nung village chief, what are all those muscles for? You see, when you talk about strength, usually naisip natin, muscles, malakas. Sabi nung village chief, what are all those muscles for? Eh, mayabang yung foreigner na bodybuilder. Kasi champion siya eh. Champion. So, ang ginawa niya, alis siya ng t-shirt. Huh? Tapos, imbis na sagutin niya yung tanong, let me show you. No. Wow. Ipaganong-ganong. Oh, oh. Yung mga nanginginig na, ano, mga karne kung saan-saan. Yung mga mantikang muscle. Alam niyo? Yung hindi lang dito may pandesal eh. Okay. May mamon, tapos meron pang kung ano-anong tinapay dito eh. Alam mo yun? Parang may mga hayop na nakatago sa loob ng balat na gumagalaw. Ganon kalupit. Pero sabi ng village chief, alam sabi ng village chief, so, that's it? That's what all those muscles are for? Alam nyo, marami kasi hindi naiintindihan what is the strength of God for. He wants us to be strong so that we can live it all in and finish strong in this life.
Yes.
Many believers, they start out right, they start out strong. But sad to say, not too many finish strong. Somehow along the way, nakakaligtaan nila, nakakalimutan nila, nawawala sila sa landas nila. But today, I'm going to give you 3 ways how we can live all in Christ. Number 1, you have to realize that you're in a war. Pastor, you're in a war. Wala namang giyera eh. But you are. If in this nation, we believe in God. Amen po ba? And we also believe in the opposition of God. You cannot believe in God and not believe in His enemy. May diablo, may demonyo. His name is Lucifer. But unlike the public knowledge, kala nila yung demonyo, yung may sungay, may pitchfork, tsaka may buntot na kulay pula yung costume. Alam nyo ba na nagsimula ang opposition dun pa unang panahon? Kasi si Lucifer or Satan is an ancient being. He is an archangel. Eh sabi nila, eh kung mabait talaga si Lord, bakit siya gumawa ng evil? Bakit ganon? You know, the Bible says that God created the heavens and the earth and everything in it. And He said, at the end of creation, He said, everything is good. But in His creation, there were two kinds of beings that had freedom of choice. One was human beings. Alam niyo yan, hindi kayo pinipilit ng Panginoon. You have freedom of choice anytime, any day. But the other creatures that had freedom of choice was angelic beings. You see, the Bible mentions angels and demons through more than 300 times in all the Bible, you know, in all scripture. It is mentioned more times than the words love and peace. Can you imagine? Ganun ka emphasize. And listen to this. These angelic beings had freedom of choice. So when something good refuses to be good anymore, ano nangyari sa kanya? It becomes bad, evil. So it wasn't evil created, it was an evil by choice. So when Satan fell because of pride, he wanted to exalt himself above God. Sabi niya, I will ascend the throne in the book of Ezekiel. Sabi niya sa book of Isaiah, ako, aangatan ko yan, gagalingan ko. Kasi ano siya eh, sobrang yabang. And Jesus said at one time when he was on the earth, I saw Satan fall like lightning. It was because of pride. I was there when Satan fell. And you know what? With the angelic host na tinangay ni Satan, that's why today we have opposition. We cannot experience the fullness of the blessing, the fullness of the grace. Why? Because there is opposition to God. There is opposition to our lives. You look at your lives today and you talk about, Lord, but I'm a Christian, I'm a believer, I'm supposed to be blessed, but I don't see the fullness of that blessing. Let me tell you why there is opposition. You're in a war and you have an enemy. His name is the devil. You believe that? It says there that you are not against flesh and blood. That word against, you know, in the original root comes from the word pro or pros in the another version, which means to advance or to step up forward to or to face something. May hinaharap tayo. At saka hindi tayo stationary, mga kapatid. Palusong tayo. Saan tayo palusong? Palusong tayo dun sa all-in na blessing. Palusong tayo dun sa plano ng Panginoon sa buhay natin. Lumulusog tayo. Hindi lang tayo nakadepensa. That's why it says there, we are stepping up against the enemy. That's why we need to be strong in this war. You know, we need to understand in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, it says, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the evil forces, the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Pastor, ang dami naman yan. Paano na lang ako magiging blessed? Okay? Well, let me tell you first something about our enemy. We need to be aware of who our enemy is. We need to be aware that these yan, authorities, para sa, ang simple lang po yan, may mga rangko din yan sa angelic army. In fact, if you read the Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis, meron doon mag-uncle, yung pamangkin, pangalan niya Wormwood, isang low-level angel, okay, na fallen angel. Tapos yung isa, yung uncle niya, si Screwtape, siya yung nagsusulat. And by their, kasi morally reversed yung setting ng story. At nagkukwentuhan sila. Kasi pinitignan nila kung paano sila manliling lang ng tao. Eh meron isang binabantayan si Wormwood, isang low-level na angel and demon. Tapos nakikipag-usap siya sa uncle niya. Sabi niya, oh no, tumanggap na kay Kristo to. Na-save na. Alam niya, alam ng demonyo na wala na siya magagawa kasi tumanggap na. Pero sabi nung Screwtape Letters, alam ko na, maaaring hindi ko siya pwedeng i-touch. Pwede ko siyang linlangin. Pwede ko siyang pabagalin. Maaaring hindi ko na siya pwedeng patayin, pero pwede ko siyang bigyan ng mga opposition. You know, that's how they work. In fact, I want to move to the other way, the second way of how we can live all in is by putting on the full armor. And as I discuss the parts of this armor, makikita rin natin yung style ng demonyo. Paano ba naniniling yung demonyo? Paano ba tayo ino-oppose ng demonyo? You will see the schemes in smaller letters, but it says there, put on the full armor of so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. Okay, ito yung armor natin. The belt of truth, it says there, buckled around our waist. Now, listen to this. Before I discuss the elements of the armor, in the time of Paul, yung Roman soldier, yun yung pinakamalupit na picture ng military. Pag nakita sila, naku, gera na to. Pag nakita, yung nakita natin sa bumper video kanina, seryoso to. Nakakatakot to. Maybe today parang old school naman yan, di ba? Man, marami na kasing superhero ngayon eh. Pero the truth is, the armor was being discussed in light of how the enemy would try to destroy us. The belt of truth was what we can use because the enemy is a deceiver. Say deceiver. Kailangan niya lang tayong i-deceive. There's so many lies. You see, the power of the enemy is in the lie. To the degree that you do believe the lies in life, to the degree that you believe the lie, that is the degree of the power of the enemy in your life. Kunwari, you know, sabi nila, pag Kristiyano ka, hindi ka na magiging mayaman, maging mahirap ka. Kasi, di ba, yung Kristo mo, yung imahe nila ng Kristo, naghirap, pa ako sa krus, ayun na, so pag Kristiyano ka, ang hirap na mamabuhay. Let me tell you, the image of Christ, the truth is, Christ did not remain on the cross, He rose from the dead so that you and I can be blessed. And if there's a people here in this room, in this nation, that ought to be, you know, fully blessed, showing the blessing of God, having the ability to be generous at all times, it should be you and I because we have Jesus Christ in our lives. Do you believe that? Yeah. After the belt of truth comes the breastplate of righteousness. Okay, bakit righteousness? To be righteous is to do the right thing. Kaya lang alam natin that apart from Christ, we cannot do the right thing. Kaya tayo nagkakasala, we sin. Ayan, pag nagsisin tayo, hindi po ba nahirapan tayong sumamba? Nahirapan tayong magdasal, hindi po ba? May kasalanan tayo eh. Kaya kinokondem tayo. You know, condemnation is not from Christ. If He came to condemn us, tapos na kwento. But He came here to convict us of what's wrong so that we can repent. And now because of Jesus Christ, He gives us that righteousness. Sabi sa Bible, if you believe in Christ, you are righteous in God's eyes. Praise God. Next, we also have the boots shod with the gospel of peace. With the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Bakit? From the gospel of peace. You know, I don't know why. Talking about kingdom advance, listen to this. Sabi ni Jesus, the kingdom of the Lord is forcefully advancing and forceful men lay hold of it. In another version, the kingdom of the Lord is suffering violence and violent men lay hold of it. Why? How does the kingdom of God advance? We preach the gospel. Kung Kristiyano ka, tapos hindi ka naka-experience ng opposition sa buhay mo, tanongin mo sarili mo, kailan ba yung last time na nag-share ka ng gospel? Kailan ba yung last time na pinahayag mo yung salita ng Diyos na nagbibigay sa'yo ng assurance na pupunta ka sa langit? You see, if you're not living for Christ and sharing the gospel and making disciples, the enemy doesn't need to oppose you. Bakit pa niya i-oppose? Ma-attend lang naman niya ng service, di naman nag-share yan eh. Pero I tell you, I kid you not, you start sharing the gospel, you'll see opposition. But I thank the Lord because, you know, He doesn't let us be isolated. Gusto niya nag-share tayo ng gospel sa iba. Kaya masarap may kasama, fellowship. Kasi pag magsama-sama tayo, mas madaling mag-share, hindi po ba? That's why we have to be part of a church. Next, how about the shield of faith? Ano yung style ng enemy? Ina-accuse niya tayo. Alam mo, maraming mga nag-accuse. Pag ina-accuse ka, pinapabagsak ka dahil sa mga sinasabi nilang salita. And I just, you know, praying for us before this weekend, I just sense the Spirit of the Lord putting so many accusations in many of us tonight, this afternoon. You came here with these accusations, whether it's from your wife or from your child or from some other thought from the Spirit. You don't know where it's coming from. Telling you that you are not worthy, that you are not really righteous, that you are, you know, parang you're not living up to a certain standard. You, that na masama kang tao, na hindi ka, okay, listen to this. Every accusation falls down because you have a shield of faith. And your faith is in Christ. In fact, in the Roman army, yung shield na sinasabi dito, yun yung malaking shield. Okay? At saka yung context po nito, yung shield na yun, pag malaki, hindi yun effective pag mag-isa ka lang. It was designed to lock shields with other believers. There's something that happens when we put our faith together like this. Nakikinig sa salita ng Diyos, when we put our faith together, you know the accusation falls down. Hindi nyo ba napansin yun? Pag magkakasama tayo, tanggap kayo, tapos nararamdaman mo, parang wala na yung mga lies na naiisip mo. That's called corporate faith. There's also the helmet of salvation. Bakit helmet? Kasi madalas nakakalimutan natin. Di ba? Nagsi-senior moment tayo, no offense to our senior citizens, you know. Kasi senior moment tayo, hindi mo kailangan maging matanda para ma-distract eh. Para makalimutan. Ang kailangan lang, ma-distract tayo. Tapos, ano nga yung ginagawa natin? We forget that we are saved. If you are saved, you are already a believer. Why do you behave as if you're still not saved? Why do you still do these things? You know, you still gossip. You still, you know, engage in immoral relationships, flirting around, defrauding other people. Why? Because you forget that this is an armor from God. And finally, the sword of the Spirit. A short sword, the Makaira sword, pang close combat. Okay? But we don't need to carry a sword. It says it's the Word of God. The Word of God is what Jesus used when He was tempted. Simple lang, bawat temptation, sabi ni Jesus, pag tinitempt siya ng demon, sige nga, gawin mo ngang tinapay, yung mga bato na yan, sige nga, sabi ni Jesus, it is written. Huh? Sa tatlong temptation, Jesus answered with the Word of God. The question is, how well do you handle the Word of God these days when you're being tempted? You know, bumibigay ka na lang ba basta? Konting ano, konting mga kunwari for the men, you know, makikita ka lang na maganda. You give in to the second look. Or may mag-text lang sa'yo, ang pogi mo naman, reply ka naman, umuusok na yung cellphone mo. Nakakalimutan mo, minsan may wedding ring ka na pala. Are you with me? Temptation goes both ways, but you need to have the sword of the Spirit. Yeah. Paano kung wala kang armor, Pastor? Di ba meron namang unarmed combat martial arts? Di ba? Pwede namang karate, taekwondo, aikido, ano na lang, jiu-jitsu. Okay. Pag di nag-work yun, sayonachi. Alam mo yung sayonachi? Sayonachi, nilas ko. Away, ano? Listen to this. The armor of God is powerful. God knows our battles. It says there in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 to 5, we have been given weapons of war that are not weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have power to demolish strongholds. In verse 5, it says, we demolish arguments. Lahat ng mga thoughts na yan, lahat ng mga naisip natin na hindi tuwid, hindi tama, lahat ng mga ine-exalt against the knowledge of God, we take it captive. The weapons of God is powerful. Do you believe that? Finally, with all these weapons, you ask yourself, parang victorious na ako. Nararamdaman nyo ba? Victorious ka na ba? Tignan mo ngayon katabi mo, mukhang victorious na ba yan? Para, hindi pa tapos. Sabi ni Lord, listen to this. There's more. There's more. How can the victorious Christian be more victorious with all this armor, with the knowledge of their spiritual warfare? It says this. In verse chapter 6, in verse 18, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. In the New King James Version, it says there, praying always, sa lahat ng panahon. Ano, lahat ng panahon, pag natatrabaho ka, hindi, you can pray with your mind, being watchful. It's actually a state of mind that you are connected with God. That's what praying is. A state of mind that you are alert. That's what keeping watch means. You are alert. Yung hindi ka tutulog-tulog sa spirit mo. Diba, the Bible, sabi ni Jesus, okay, dun sa Matthew 26, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, remember that? Sabi niya sa mga disciple niya, pray and keep watch with me. Just 1 hour. Sa lang, sa oras lang, ano, pagbalik niya, tulog. Pray siya ulit. Pagbalik niya, ano, tulog. Listen to this. God, our Father, our Lord, He says, pray and keep watch so that you will not fall into temptation. Being watchful, praying for one another, praying for your family, praying for our church leaders, praying for our nation. Many times kasi when we keep watch, diba? We just really watch and not do anything. Pinapanood mo lang. Oh no, oh no, oh no. Ganun na lang. Hindi ganun eh. Hindi ito yung prayer na, bless me, O Lord, for I have sinned. Hindi ito yung bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts na prayer. You know what this kind of prayer is? It's called prayer warfare. Yayanigin mo. Again, I am talking about kingdom advance here. We are not on the defense. And what's at stake here is not only all these all-in things in our lives, but all these all-in things in the lives of our spouses, in the lives of our children, in the lives of every person who is connected to us, who will come to know the Lord through our lives. If we do not witness to others, anong hope nila mula sila sa Panginoon? It says, we need to keep watch because in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, there is a devil who is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Eh, pero pastor, di ba si Jesus, victorious na tayo kay Jesus? Yes, we are. But the devil is, although he was shattered, his enemies, kumbaga leon, okay, tanggal na lahat ng mga pangil niya. So ano gagawin niya? Lalapain kanya. It's still potent. Alam mo yung leon, it can crush using its, you know, paws. It can kill, destroy us. But your schemes, we already talked about it. We need to keep watch. We need to persevere in prayer. Some of the things that we do when the devil, you know, you don't need to be afraid of Satan. But we don't need to maximize him. Always, you know, magnifying Satan. Don't magnify Satan. Minsan, kunwari, Halloween na, sa end of the month, di ba? Kita mo naman, sino naman yung mga best costume? Yung mga pinakamadugo. Yung mga pinaka brutal, yung mga halimaw talaga yung itsura, yung pinaka pangit. Minsan yung may amoy pa. Yun yung best costume. We live in this kind of world. We always magnify Satan. You know, you watch that movie Exorcist or yung mga The Priest where, di ba, the devil in the demon-possessed people had the priest at their mercy? Are you kidding me? Yung demonyo, sinasabihan, nagpipray yung priest sa harap, sumulo, umiiyak, kinakawawa yung priest. The last time I checked in my Bible, Jesus said, you have authority over the demonic spirits. You see, this life that we have in Christ is so powerful, the enemy knows it. The only thing he can do is just to pacify us. Huwag na tayong gumawa ng kahit ano. Kaya I tell you, preach the gospel, witness, pray for people. And pray for one another. Because that is the power of God in our lives. The gospel is the power of God for those who believe. You see, you need to change the way you see yourself. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, it says we need to fight the good fight of faith. Are you fighting the good fight of faith? You need to take hold of the eternal life. Eternal life is this, sabi ni Jesus, that they may know you, my Father. Sabi ni Jesus sa Ama niya. That's what eternal life is. Minsan kasi, kontento na tayo. Pupunta na ako sa langit. Okay na. Ah, ito, hindi yan masisave. Nag-backslide yan eh. Ah, ito, oh, pwede pa, konti. Ganun. When you're concerned of who's gonna go to heaven, who's gonna go to hell, when we're supposed to be praying, let your kingdom come, your will be done where? Where? On earth. Nasa lupa tayo eh. You know, praying is a lot of action. Praying is not, you know, is not supposed to be overly spiritual. Praying is a very practical thing. It should be default in our lives. A life without prayer is practical atheism. Eh, yung mga iba, sabi nila, hindi, agnostic kami. Aba yung agnostic? It comes from the word knowing, gnosis. Agnostic, not knowing. Yung mga iba, ignorant of the schemes of the enemy. That's why the enemy doesn't like this. You're gonna go out here, you're gonna be victorious. You're gonna go out here, the enemy is scared. Because you are not only in Christ, you have the armor, you are aware. You see, you need to change the way you see yourself. You are a winner in Christ, not a whiner. Okay, yung mga iba, complain na complain. Ang init naman dito, ang lamig naman dito, ulan na naman, traffic na naman. You know, when we go out in our lives, punta tayo sa labas, nanonood tayo ng news, complain tayo ng complain. Naku, kasi tataas na naman yung gasolina. If you are a winner, you know what to pray for. When you watch the news, are you there pointing fingers or are you there on your knees praying for the people on TV? Are you praying for our leaders of our nation? We have one of our brethren who was promoted, appointed a commissioner of customs. See, former Congressman Rufy Biazon. He's now in the customs. We pray for him. Why? Because he has the word of God. He has an opportunity to change how these things are run. This is what the kingdom of God is for. You have been given keys. You know, God will not listen to sinners. He will listen to His children. Sabi niya, if my people will humble themselves and pray, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will hear the land. Do you want to see this nation change? Do you want to see Marikina City change? Pasig City? Antipolo City? Do you want to see it change? Then you gotta pray. Pray and keep watch. 4 times. It says there, okay, you ought to stand. When we pray, when we put on armor, we are coming from a standpoint. But stand firm, stand, take your stand. We are coming from a standpoint of victory. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, it says there that Jesus Christ, Colossians 2:15, disarm the powers and authorities. Yung mga angelic beings, dati sila nagahari, gahari-harian pa nga yung iba ngayon eh. He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Tagumpay na po ang Panginoon. Minsan kasi, namumuhay tayo na parang hindi pa tagumpay yung Panginoon eh. Alam mo bakit tayo nagpipray? Hindi dahil natatakot tayo. Nagpipray tayo dahil may faith tayo. Nagpipray tayo dahil naniniwala tayo na yung Diyos na sinasamba natin, buhay, wala sa krus, sumilang at nasa trono sa kitaas-taasan ng langit para dinggin ang mga daing natin, para sagutin yung dasal natin, para makita natin yung kingdom ni God sa lupa. Yeah. Think about your family. Is the kingdom of God, has the kingdom of God come upon your family? Is there breakthroughs? Is there health? I sense many of us are still living under, you know, the influence of, you know, yung sickness and disease, and napaulit-ulit kahit healthy lifestyle. Some of us are being opposed in our work. You know, hindi kayo, you know, ang sipag mo, magaling ka, pero hindi ka napopromote. Palagi ka na lang napopolitika, o kaya missed opportunities. It's opposing you. Masipag ka, magaling ka, pero it's opposing you. Mag-a-apply ka sa, palagi lang nauunahan. Listen to me. There is an opposition. You need to fight the good fight of faith. We need to see ourselves not only as a winner, we need to see ourselves as a warrior, not a worrier. All prayer proceeds from faith. If you believe that God has a better life for you than what you have today, then you have to pray it all and fight the good fight of faith. I look at the World War II story. There was a time nag-declare na ng surrender yung mga Hapon sa Pilipinas. Kaya lang mga prisoners of war, hindi nila alam. So, ang asal nila, asal bihag pa rin. After several weeks and days, nagulat na lang sila, wala na yung mga Hapon. Yung pala, panalo na yung Amerika at yung Pilipinas. Sometimes we're like that. We didn't have a change of mind about who we are in Christ. And I want to leave you with this. You are victoriously strong in Christ. Say that with me. Say to the person beside you. Sabihin mo sa kabila, you're a winner. Sabihin mo sa kabila, you're a warrior. Listen to me, if we keep this attitude, listen to me. Brothers and sisters, nakita kayo sa church dito natin na medyo defeated, encourage mo. I-remind mo siya tungkol kay Kristo. You're a winner. You're a warrior. Merong, sino sa inyo may anak na lalaki? Okay. Praise God. Meron akong anak, pangalan niya Jedi, 2 years old. And I look at my son, and I just love him. I just like him, you know, sobrang cute niya. Kahit kung ano-ano ginagawa niya, tapon niya yung food niya, ano, nagwawala. But I cannot imagine somebody taking my son away. I cannot imagine what I will do to that person who would take my son away. If you're a parent, you know this. How far will you go to bring back your son? To what end? How much fighting will you do to bring back your son if you had it in your power? What breaks my heart some more is the truth in Romans chapter 8 that we so often forget in Romans chapter 8. And I'm going to leave you with this. Verse 31. It says there, what shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? In verse 32, it says, "He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all." Sabi ko, Panginoon, bakit mo binigay yung anak mo? Ako hindi ko bibigay yung anak ko. Ewan ko sa inyo, hindi ko bibigay. You know what? He willingly sacrificed his son. He willingly put his son into a fight that he didn't deserve. Jesus was sinless and pure. He did everything right in the eyes of his Father to the very end. And you want to know the answer to that? It's because he wanted to buy your victory and to tell you that you can be strong in the Lord. If you want to live all in Christ, you got to go all out. You got to go all out in Christ. All out for the Lord. You got to fight. Remember that you are victorious. Father, thank you, God, for this time that you have taught us your word. Salamat, Panginoon, dahil ginigising mo kami sa katotohanan, Panginoon, ng mga laban na hindi namin nakikita.